Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me.
Anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said.
keeper for you in a lonely hour. If you know he's been good.
My. It could have been us sleeping in our grave. Good morning. I truly thank God for what he had for store for us. He said, the songwriter said, it could have been us. Could have been us sleeping in our grave. God made a place in our life that we can see him. And I don't know about you. You know, I start thinking about it, Reverend. I might be wrong with a lot of things. I don't know if you can hear me. So I might be wrong with a lot of things in life. I'm going to say this again. Good morning to all. I really want you to hear me real good when I say this here. Death is not bad. Only time death is bad is when you don't know the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know the Lord? If any person that you know have left this earth, then claim the Lord as their Lord and Savior. Do they believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection? But my Bible reads that you are saved when you believe. You are not saved if you don't believe. Now, watch what I'm saying. We don't want to teach this here. We don't want to try to teach you wrong. But let me tell you something. When you do come into knowledge and knowing that he is the Lord of your life, when you find out that you believe that he rose and that he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, it don't have your access to live any kind of way. We don't do it like that. But we know that it won't be because of works alone. We're not ignorant of that. We know that it's going to have to be because of the blood. It's going to have to be because of the blood. But you got to believe. That's what we believe in, the body of Christ. We believe, and I got nothing to do with no nomination either. If you believe in Jesus Christ, died and rose, everything else is doctrine, and if people want to debate and all that, they can do all that. But when they come down to it, do you believe what God said? Do you believe that he raised his son up from that grave? Because that's what it's about. It's not about... I mean, we can holler till we turn blue in the face until we get that recognition there. You know, the other stuff that we do every day is try to what, kingdom building. The other stuff we do every day is try to encourage one another to walk this walk, you know, as we call as the believer. But sometime in the day, as long as you live, don't never leave the Lord. You know, there's going to be some tough times, huh? Yeah, it's going to be some tough times. Don't leave the Lord. Don't leave the Lord for your pleasure. You know what I'm saying? I know sometimes we get hipped up on things, and I see y'all guys hit the one button very early. Y'all must got something on your mind.
Brother Eric, you touching on what the pastor was talking about yesterday.
Name of Jesus.
I just sit here listening. And you know, he said, when you get close to the yard, it's what we've been preaching for a while about staying in touch with the Lord and staying on that path and being that shining light. So you got to walk the walk that you preach. If you preach it, you got to walk it that way. And he was talking, and me and my wife was sitting there. And I said, he come from Matthew. He said, how you know? I said, I don't know. I said, I just know he come from Matthew. And I said, he probably coming from like the fifth chapter. And before he even said it, I went right to the verses. He verse Matthew 5:10-13 what he read, but he went on through it. That's what he started with. And she said, how did you know? I said, I don't. And I had it highlighted in my Bible.
Tell her how you know. Tell her how you know, man. Tell her how you know, man. You know how you know. Come on with it, man. Only you know because you opened up the book, man. You opened the book.
Yeah.
You opened up the book and you've been reading it. You know what I'm talking about? And and been reading it. You don't get this. No, some of the stuff that we get because of the Bible says, study so y'all self-approve. You know, after these years we've been on this ministry, you done heard that story a lot of times, man, about that one. Now, I know you have, about that life. I heard you talk about it one time.
And I messed around, left my Bible in my pickup, but I did write a whole passage while he was talking. Mm-hmm. And I can remember some of it, like, you know, he said, being a light. He said, some of them let this worldly stuff dim our light, and some of them let it take the light away. And I was like, you know, it's just like at your house. If you don't pay that light bill, you're going to be in the dark. If you don't stay with God, you're going to be in the dark. If you don't trust in him and believe in him, you're going to be in the dark at the end. You know? And the world can be that dimness. If you get caught up in the carnal mind and stuff, it can be the dimness that mess around and make you forget about paying the bill. Your light bill can be cut off, or you know it. Then you got to go and get some money, or you got to go pick that bow back up and get back on the track. Yeah. So, you know, I had a little disco I had wrote while I was sitting there, and I was in I was in a little hurry this morning and left my bow in the truck, but I took notes and I wrote some notes. And it was just, you come right on this morning
here?
With that.
What about this here? Because I know you like to do this too. Let's pray and let's talk with Jesus a little bit. What you got there? We can ride with you, brother. Whatever you put on the table, we're going to present it to the Lord. Whatever you got in your heart, let's present it to him. You know? Let's do that.
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Yes, sir.
Come on with it.
Pray?
Yeah, pray and pray that word. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on with it.
Father,
come on,
God,
man.
I want to thank you for another day, another journey. Thank you for all you've done and what you're going to do. Thank you for the good and the bad. Thank you for watching over this whole world, you know. God, just thank you for being God Almighty, the Creator. You know, it can't nothing be done, evil or unevil, that you know, God. Just continue to bless each and every one and all over the world. Just, Father God, just continue being you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Amen. But,
all right,
like
amen.
I say, And that being that shining light, though, you know, we
can you go get the script? You want me to read the scripture so you can go because you can help us with it. Do you want me to read it? Or
yes,
do you already
sir.
Got someone? You
yes,
said you,
yes,
you left your Bible. Let me read the scripture so you can don't get the lesson. You got the notes in your heart. Watch this here. Watch it while it's in your heart. The devil is a lie. You got it in your heart. Watch this here. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read this for you, brother. I'm going to read this scripture. You ready? Just tell me when to read.
Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. And we are coming from Matthew, right? Chapter 5, verse 13. No, we're going to back down.
No, start at 10. We start
14.
At 10.
Okay, then. I'm going to do what you say. 5 and 10. That's what you say now. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when man reviles you and persecutes you, and you see all manner of evil against falsely for my sake.
Right there, persecute. Mm-hmm. And persecute is when you speak in the Lord and they don't want to hear, and they trying to get you off your square, and they trying to get you to be the devil and go along, which we, like, it's that trials and tribulation type there. You're going to be, when you speaking to the Lord and they don't want to hear it, that's when you get persecuted, or they say, oh, you didn't go with that Bible stuff. That's what they're going on there. But you got to still stay strong. You still got to keep that light burning. You got to keep that oil on it and that oil and that lamp. That was one of the things I wrote down about being persecuted, because you trying to lead them. You're trying to help them, and they don't even realize you're trying to help them by speaking the word. Get them the understanding. Are they scared of the understanding because they don't know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can read the next verse there, bruh.
Okay. You want me to do it one more time? Blessed are ye when men should revile you and persecute you and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for greater is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they that the prophet which were before you.
That's falsely. Falsely accused. Mm-hmm. They falsely mm-hmm. accused Jesus because they couldn't find nothing wrong.
Hold on.
So you know they're going to do it to you. You know they're going to do it to you. He's supposed to be the only perfect man that walked this earth. I've been falsely accused, but I know I didn't do it. So I just said, y'all will see. Later on, you'll see. Sometimes you don't have to fight against the truth. You don't have to fight against it. It'll reveal itself. It'll reveal itself. But you go ahead a little farther up, bro.
You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith should it be saved? Where it should be salt? He said, it is dense good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men.
Right there, bro. It says salt. Mm-hmm. You are the salt.
Mm-hmm.
You are the light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If the light go out, what is good for? Nothing. You can't see. You can't see where you're going. You can't see your house. You can't drive down the road if it's black dark. You just feel it more. You just out there lost. So what do you do if you're going to try to relight it, but you can't relight it? What good is it to you? You can read a little farther, bro. I see you, Brother Rand.
You are the salt. You are the salt. Look what it says. You are the salt. I'm going to read it one more time. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be? It is this good for nothing but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of man. You are the light of the world. In a city that is set on a hill could not be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under the bushel, but on a candlestick. It gives light unto all that are in the house. So let your light so shine before man that you may. I think I need to tie it all together. That's why I'm trying to read it. I'll get out your way. He said, let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, it say when you lose your flavor, your savor, that's just when you lose your witness. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear from you no more. That's what I get out of that. If that salt loses flavor, it ain't no good no more. Or you don't want to hear it no more. If you lose your following because you don't let this carnal mind stuff get to you, or you've been tarnished.
Watch it now.
People not going to listen. You got to try to throw it away and restart. Get some new.
You cutting out just a little bit right there. You cutting out.
Give me just a second. I'm in a bad area.
Okay. Well, our brother is expressing his love, what he has received from the church. That's why we believe now is it a time that the virtues, you know, they're going out there doing a live stream and they live in a place that people don't have to go to church anymore, you know. So people staying at home more, you know what I'm talking about. Now it's open. Most of the churches are open full now. Now he didn't got into the fellowship. That's what I believe. Like, you can look it on YouTube. You can look it on Facebook, but it ain't nothing like being in the presence of God when you're in the church. It's a totally different aura when you're inside with all the people on one accord. And that's what this brother felt when he was there. That's why he couldn't wait to get here to tell the what he had heard on yesterday. And what excited him more that he already had read it and he already had been through it. This would help the preacher more, because if we get more people like him, now he's doing like most people supposed to do, is when they hear something like that, go tell somebody about my God. Go tell somebody what God has shown you in the light. And that's what he's trying to express right now, the love of God. He's only giving it how God gave it to him. He don't have to sound like no preacher. He don't have to be on long-winded. So when he give it what God gives him, and whatever how he give it, it might not help the ones that think they got it all. You know what I'm talking about? But surely it might touch one soul. Help me, Holy Spirit. And that one soul God's trying to reach. Yeah, that's where he come from. And brother, nothing, you're on point, man. You're on point. That's what the ministry is about. Yeah. If we just go to church, let that preacher.
Yeah, and you know, he also said, you know, I listened to him. I heard Brother Tim.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you, Reverend Henry, and Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that light, it said the light to sit on the hill, it can't be high, can't be hid. If you out there being in light, which is preaching and teaching, being in the limelight out front, you gonna also get false little keys. You gonna get all of this to try to tear you down, but you still gotta stay strong and burn bright.
So
you mess around and get dim, you lead somebody astray, and that light need to shine to get them out of the valley, which is. In my mind, the valley is the carnal mind that nonchalant wanna always joke and not understand the word. You know, carnal mind and stuff, and not spiritual mind. That's what I you know, they hadn't got on track with the Lord yet. They still lost out there. So you gotta be that light to lead them. The light to lead you to heaven. And that's
pretty
all I got right at the moment there, bro.
That's pretty good. I was
sitting there listening this morning.
Pretty good. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. I like
Thank
that,
you.
Man. I like when you came on with. I like when you. That's what I told you a few days ago. That man, God. See, when you've been in fellowship like that, it's impossible to hold it in. You know what I'm talking about? That's why you were so quick to come on in with it. You know what I'm talking about? And bring it, because you have got something that enjoys your heart, because you. Been through what he had just spoke to you about, then you can follow the preacher along when he's teaching and preaching, because you have read it and you can witness to him, because you know what he's saying is true, because the Bible confirmed it. Even when you said out to all the people you heard it from, you know what I'm talking about? But number one, you heard it from God. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, see, that the conviction wasn't from the people you heard. It was the messenger. It was the message came from the messenger. That's why you can relate to what you heard. So we thank you for the lesson. I'm going to tell you right now, I feel pretty good, brother. You know what I'm talking about? I thank you for what you came out with. And I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. And if you've truly been blessed this morning already, I think that's enough for us to say thank you for the word. Because we don't have to keep coming behind each other and trying to redo something. But what God gave you, we believe that was fine. Yeah. We believe that what you gave, it was enough to save 1,000 of souls. Because you told them about the light. You told them about persecution. And you told them about what God gave you. And you even left all your notes, and you still got it out. You know what I'm talking about? That's what I'm talking about. Thank you, brother. Buddy. Thank you, brother. Thank you. That's a go.
I hear you, Brother Rand. I hear you, Brother Rand.
Just the Holy Spirit, I mean, that's all it is. You know, he's going to give it to you. My.
God bless you.
I want you to read, add something to that, and read John 5.
Mm-hmm.
John 5.
Mm-hmm. A little example of what the light is. Help me know this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John 5.
Well, run your phone going up and down.
Hold on, drive again. John 5 and start at 31. Get a little
example
of what the
Bible is. My God. If I bear witness.
Amen.
If I bear witness. Now you got it. If I bear witness of myself, my witness is not true. If there is another that bear witness of me, oh, help me, Jose. And I know that the witness which he witnessed is of me is true. You sent unto to John and bear witness unto the true. But I received not the testimony from man. But these things I said that you might be saved. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he, look what he said. And he was a burning and shining light. And you should,
oh,
look what he said, and you were a willing for the season to rejoice. And it's like, let me say something right there, if you don't mind. I had just said prior to that, right, that it's not about, when he mentioned names, right? You know what I'm talking about? And the Bible just showed us just then, Brother Randy, that it wasn't John. It was the light in him. And I just said it earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That it ain't the message. Listen to the message. You know what I'm talking about? You know, too many times we look at Randy. Too many times we look at Reverend Henry. But it's not about Randy and Reverend Henry. It's about the message getting through there. That's going to convict you. So John was that light. But you gave something just then. You just confirmed it. That's what I love about God. When I'm reading his word, I know you just, I'm going to get out of the way. When you're reading God's word, right, he won't let us look like no fool. He won't let us look like no fool because he's right there. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And he's so much right there that we see him. That's why he said, I'm going to get out of the way because I know this is what you wanted to present. It just blessed my heart when you just gave me this, Randy, because I said it another way, but it's in the book. You see what I'm saying? It's in the book. Don't look at Reverend Henry. Don't look at Eric. Don't look at Brother Nutty. Look at the message coming out of them. Hear the message coming out of them. And lift up the message was in them, not them. Help me, Holy Spirit. John was that light. That's what he was. But he wasn't the one. he was just telling you about the burning light. Yeah, he wasn't the light, but he was telling you about the light was going to come. All right, Reverend. All right, brothers and sisters. Did I fall off?
No, you still here.
Oh, yeah. I just want to add that to you, Nutty, this morning. That was actually what we did in preaching in church yesterday. My pastor preaching it tied right into what you was talking about this morning. And that's just the Holy Spirit. It just shows that, you know, you're still headed in the right direction when you still give us confirmation and give us, you know,
yes,
of what it is that we're talking about. He said all the time, brother, he ain't going to make you look like no fool.
He ain't going to make it like no fool.
That's all, my brother. I just want to say good morning and praise
now
God.
Now watch this here. You said you said John. You said Matthew.
I said Matthew 5, and I think Randy said John 5.
Okay, that's what I got. I'll make sure I read it right. Because, you know how you've been dealing with some people, and they said, I don't think he said that one now. So I'll let you know, Randy, it's in the book, man. You better catch that later on.
Oh, yeah.
It's in the book, man. It's in the book.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good word, man. That's a good word, man. Y'all guys, that's what I'm talking about. That's why we need to go to church, man. We need to get in fellowship inside the church, man. We need, the Bible says, forsake not the assembly, but many I already have, you know. But we should edify one another. That's what we do when we go to church, and we assembling right now. We assembling right now. That's why we come out like we do. That's why you hear Randy in Detroit. Prefer, that's where he hears the message at. And Nutty was in Mississippi, Alabama, with here the message at. And we in Texas, and we gave a little message on something yesterday. But I'm telling you, God is speaking, and he will not let his servant look like no fool. He's going to give us a word to say. That's what he did this morning. Thank you, brothers. Y'all did good, man. I don't have nothing. I'm good.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm good, man. That's good stuff, man. I ain't know where the way I'm going to come behind that. Good stuff, man. Anybody want to say something? Y'all who all open?
I just thank you for another day. And thank you, Randy, for getting the add-on. But just thank God for just allowing us to be him, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to let us wake up this morning, but he did.
Pretty good, brother. Pretty good. Man, we're not going to be forcing nobody to come on and say no. But let's do this here, brothers, since we're here at this time. I think the word went right real good, man. I thank God for how he really expresses his love. I see something here. I was giving, look at this here. Giving in, let me get this thing right so I can see the text. Say, giving in to Jesus, right? It's a text, y'all. I got to put it up so I can see it. He said the footprint happened on the fall day in 1740. He said when the evangelist George Winterfield preached so powerful that the devil leaped from the church. Look what he said, and steep and landed on the rock on his way out of the town. Though it was only a legend of a story called Mind of Encouragement, truth from the God's Word, James 4:7 says, reminded us to submit yourself. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Then God, look at it, then to God, and resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Help me, Holy Spirit. This is what she's giving us. When you submit yourself unto God, that adversary will flee. But if you lean to him, he has control. Sometimes the young man played the song, sometimes Brother Randy, don't let the devil ride. If you let him ride, he's going to want to drive. He wants us to submit. This is what our auntie gave us. Brother Nutt is our auntie, a.k.a. We accepted that, and we thank God for the giving into Jesus. What the devil had. Can you open? Giving it to Jesus, what's into us, you know. And if you stay on God's side, I don't care what the world do. You might have some bad days. You might have some terrible days. But let me tell you something. Don't leave God. Just resist that devil. Don't do evil. Don't do evil for evil. Let God recompense the man. Because he said he is the Lord. He can do that. So I thank God for that. And she sent something out, too. Let me put this here. She sent something else out. She said Yolanda's asking for prayer for her friend, Mother Shirley Carter. For the last couple of weeks, she and her children and her friends, the doctor do not know what is wrong. God knows. Wow. Look what he said. His will be done. Hey, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Reverend, I don't get you. I'm not calling you to pray. Reverend, watch this, Reverend. Remember this here? God knows. You remember that, Reverend?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You remember? Reverend, on yesterday, you remember that? God knows.
Yes, sir.
You remember that, Reverend? Do you remember?
Morning,
God knows.
Mm-hmm. Yes, preacher. You know,
preaching yesterday, Reverend. Come on with it.
You know, it's funny you saying that, Reverend, because I didn't know my mic was open. I could hear you calling, but I didn't know my mic was open. First, giving unto God, who's true to the head of my life. And I'm listening to you, and I was looking on Facebook last night, and a young lady said she had left her keys. She was locked out, and she said she was banging on the door. Her husband in the house asleep. He knocked out. He's asleep. She was banging on the door. He didn't hear. She went to the back door. He didn't hear. She said she took a bucket and threw it up at the bedroom window, and he heard nothing.
Wow.
And she said she called him, and she said, "Honey, I'm locked out. Open the door." And said when she went back to the front, he was staring at the door. And she said, "Baby," she said, "out of all that noise I was making, you didn't hear me?" He said, "No." She said, "Well, how did you get to the front door?" She said, "I heard your voice." And she said that in reference to God. She said, when the devil is on your track, God hears your voice. All you got to do is call him. He said, "I heard your voice." God hears our voice, sister and brother. And he knows his children. And I thought about a parable of a verse that says, "A stranger he will not follow." And
that's
it's funny, you came in saying that this morning. You came in saying that.
Yes.
Rev gave me some inspiration Friday, and I can't get past the first verse. I've been humming all week long, and I can't make it past the first verse. He said, "I don't know how.
True verse.
I don't know when."
Yeah,
he gonna do it. I've been all week long.
Yeah.
He gonna do it.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. I'm like, "Real, that's all I have. I don't want to hold you long. I just had to give you that." She said, "I heard his voice, and I know he going to do it."
You know, I was, when you saying this and all this coming across right now, that I understand it's one word that I've been hearing in my voice, in my mind, is confirmation. Brother Randy, Brother Nutty, Brother D, Sister Martha and Reverend, I hear confirmation. God is confirming. So he's trying to tell somebody today about that light. He's trying to warn somebody about being persecuted and being reviled. Someone is talking about it. He's trying to tell you that witness that you witness is not you. You, the witness witness through you, so you can tell the people about the goodness of the Lord. And I'm telling you, and when I read that this while ago by Sister Yolanda, them, God knows what Sister Martha Gay, we was preaching on yesterday, and every time we ended, Paul was talking about being out the body, Brother D, and he didn't know where he was at, in the body and out the body.
Amen.
But he
Amen.
Said, God know. That's what he said.
God know.
Yes, God
know.
But God know. Yeah, you still talking about red. You know,
Amen.
I'm sorry, man. I don't mean it. I'm going to leave this alone. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit, man. Y'all guys blessed me this morning, man. Y'all blessed me, man. It was pretty good. So we want to lift up Sister Yolanda and her friend, man, and all the things they got. They don't know. And we talked about that, Reverend. I'm so hate to put this like this. But we talked about that yesterday. The doctor can give up on you. You can be laying in that bed.
Yes.
They can't give
you
no Tylenol. They can't give you nothing. But, boy, if you can have your mind focused on God, if you can have your mind focused on God, and I'm telling you right now, brother, and I had some with this, too, God ain't too far away. He ain't too far away.
Yes.
All you got to do is have faith.
Just call away.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And I'm going to say something that might not be pleasant to the soul. Oh, you know. I'm gonna tell you what I really believe. Oh, I believe that God is trying to speak with the, because he's confirming too many things this morning. You know, and the brothers are coming out and want to tell someone, and that's good to hear the brothers that had something stuck in their heart and they wanted to say something.
Amen.
I'm telling you, the church is open, man. Go to the church, man. If you can get into a church. Go to the church, man, and get that. It's something about being inside the church when everybody don't want to call. It's something about it, Reverend Henry. When you're in there and you can feel everybody on one accord, it moves a lot of things out your mind, man, then you can release it. And then you might mess around and start praising them. You might mess around and start lifting them up. You know what I'm talking about? You might come in the sermon just for you. You know what I'm talking about? So I thank God for the light, man. It was the light came on today. Thank you for the light.
I tell you what,
thank
you, brother. I can't say what next Sunday gonna bring, but I can truly say I have never, not one time, since I found the Lord, have I ever walked in church and walked out the same. I walk in happy and walk out happy, but I've never walked in sad and walked out happy. It's something about, like Rev just said, it's something about the name of Jesus. It's something about being around God's people. It will, the sickest of days, you're going to feel better. It's just something about calling on the name of the Lord. It just works. I got background noise. I'm going to put a request in. I heard Rev say, I'm not calling you to pray, but it's just something about when Rev hear me pray. It's just something about it. It moves. You know, and I've said this many times. Anybody can't pray for you. You should be glad that you feel in your heart that you know someone that can get a prayer through. And I don't say it for no fashion or no show, but I truly feel that my brother can get a prayer through. It's just something about it that when he prays, thank God for Jesus.
We're gonna allow the spirit move what you said in your heart. We're gonna do this here if y'all don't mind. And when you do pray, Reverend, pray for our sister and her daughter and sister Sherry Carter and her family. You know, they don't know what's going on with her. You know, I don't know if any of this got a supplication, but. We do believe in the word out two or three touching the green in God. He's in the midst. You know what I'm saying? So know this here, Reverend, we with you and believe in what the prayer is, you know, and we believe in the voice of God can speak to that doctor. He can go to that physician and do things that he probably thought he couldn't do. He can get in the medication and move in the medication and do things he won't do. But then he can also do something what people probably don't want to hear. He can give her the ultimate healing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, he can.
Because he's still God.
And it's healing.
Yes, sir. Whatever he does, Lord, just give strength to the family, you know.
Give him strength.
So you, Reverend, listen, by this guy, something to say.
So thankful to once again to be in attendance with all of you. It's such a blessing how when we recognize what the assembly and what it will do, when we assemble together, hoping and expecting. You know, how many of us still expect when we gather, expecting to hear from God, expecting to feel God, expecting, oh, hallelujah. And see, that's how they are blessed when they go to these big assemblies and with these big men of God. But all of them, a lot of them, they're going expecting. Hallelujah. And when you go expecting God, God will. Hallelujah. When you concentrate and ask him to concentrate your mind, your heart, and your spirit, you're expecting him. Oh, hallelujah. And that's how we come this morning, hoping and expecting, and God did just what he usually do. Hallelujah. He speak with us. He comforts us. He strengthens us. He unfolds mystery to us. And we tell him, thank you. I just want to read a little bit of what Sister Amy gave us. She said, desert places. In every desert, God has an oasis of grace. In every desert, God has an oasis of grace. She also gave us a lesson learned. God doesn't always change our circumstance, but he will change us. That circumstance that we're in, hallelujah. He doesn't always change it. Sometimes he gives you a little bit more strength to go through it, or sometimes he'll just bring you out of it. And that's what Reverend Brown was talking about, that ultimate healing, hallelujah. And just to show you how much God is speaking, I heard Reverend Brown's voice, and I was reminded of a sermon yesterday, and things were said, and I hadn't even talked to him. This is my first time talking to him. And what I had on my mind right before this program opened up, hallelujah, things have been said. So I just want to thank God And I was thinking about the Holy Spirit make witness of himself. And it talks about that. Oh, hallelujah. And John, the fifth, that Brother Randy brought. And also Brother Nutty with the light. It all ties in together. So truly, God has blessed us this morning. We tell him thank you. Oh, hallelujah. And we love him. I'm glad he's in attendance with us. Hallelujah. And with that being said, oh, hallelujah. And we feel him here. We feel his manifestation of his Holy Spirit already in attendance with us. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to God in prayer. Thank you, Lord. As we pray to God, hallelujah, meditate on him and open up your heart unto him. Hallelujah. And allow his spirit to rest, root, and abide with you in this day as we pray, Father God in heaven. Father, we come in the humblest way that we know how. Father, we come just to say thank you. Hallelujah. Just three of your handmade servants, Father God, we come. Hallelujah. Don't even, hallelujah, not even deserving of the multitude of the abundance of grace and mercy that you allow unto us over and over again. Our hearts are overflowed with the joy as we recognize and we realize the grace that you've given us, Father God, the mercy that you've given us. We realize that justice would have been served. We know our place and where we would be, but you looked upon us even this day as we looked upon a day we'd never seen before. You allow our golden moments to roll on a little while longer. Lord, we say thank you, and we love you, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, for Father, entrusting prayer unto us, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, that we know a God. Hallelujah. We know someone that is able to, hallelujah, to take the circumstance that we are in. Hallelujah. 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 We are able, Father God, oh, hallelujah, to be in connection with you, Father, that we ask. We ask, Father, that you would have mercy, Father God. Oh, Lord, we thank you, Father God, how over and over you have heard us. Over and over you have let us know, Father God, that you hear us over and over, Father God. We are realizing that you listen to us, Father God. So we ask, Father, oh, Father God, for Sister Yolanda, oh, hallelujah, and the desire that is on her heart, Father, for, oh, this acquaintance, this Shirley and her family, Shirley Carter, in the name of Jesus, we ask, Father, oh, Father, would you allow, hallelujah, your healing, oh, Father God, doctors don't understand or know what to do or know even what's wrong, but, Father, we realize you know, hallelujah, and we thank you. We look unto you from which cometh our help. We look unto you. We don't understand, hallelujah. We don't know, so we look unto you, Father, that knows all and that sees all. We look unto the Creator, hallelujah, the one that created even this body, every cell, hallelujah, hallelujah, you know, hallelujah, every part of the body, Father, you know. We ask that you touch it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Regulate it, Father. Oh, take it within your hands, Father God. And we're not telling you what to do, but we're asking you, Father, have mercy. Hallelujah. Have mercy and give, hallelujah. Give, hallelujah, to the mind your will and your way. Give, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding, hallelujah. If you decide to move that is unfavorable to some, give us the understanding, the peace, the wisdom, and the knowledge, hallelujah, to know that your will is being done, Father. But we ask for your mercy. We ask, Father, for your grace. We ask for your touch. Hallelujah. We ask for your healing in the name of Jesus. And we'll be able mindful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. And we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking to us this morning, Father God. Thank you for how you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you had for us, Father God. Let it go into our spirits. Let us meditate on it, and we may continue to walk in this light. Hallelujah. that we may continue, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we may continue, Father God, to be the vessel that's pleasing in thy sight, Father God, and just look into us and find things that are unpleasing. Put it up on our mind that we, and in our spirit, that we would have not even a taste for it, that you would remove it. That you would remove it in the name of Jesus, and when you remove it, add strength. Hallelujah. Add more of you, Father God, in our lives. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. And we love you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you for all that came and played a part and made this service to be what you have it to be. Hallelujah. Bless us to continue in thy will, in thy way, and bless us the same love that you have showed us. Blessing to spread it abroad in Jesus' name. We love you. We love you, for Lord, in Jesus' name. We love you. Thank you for an opportunity, Lord, to love you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your manifestation. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. How it continues to light us up, Father God. Let your word continue to burn in our hearts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, that it will burn so much to make us do thy will. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, Reverend, God is blessing when you for the ones who ever come on and they come on and we hear a little noise, we might put you in the mute button on you. But that means, you know, we can't bring you back in. It's just when people are talking or people are praying, or, you know, you might can't hear yourself, but it's kind of distracting. That's why we put, you know, I ain't put myself in the mute, you know what I'm talking about? We're not trying to shut nobody off. We're just trying to let people know that when we hear noise, it kind of distracts people, you know. And that's why we do beautiful prayer, Reverend. We don't want nobody to misunderstand what we're doing, you know, because we believe in... there's a voice over here that we believe is the word of God. Sometimes we could be doing something and our little mics have so sensitive and they can show, they hear noise, paper rattling or something, and it's distracting. Even sometimes the way we breathe, it can be distracting, you know, dumb. So if we're not witnessing, you know, we're not coming or something, it would be more mindful to help us to keep the noise down, because it makes it more pleasant, because I knew God was there. You know, I do believe that God trusts our brothers, you know, and he confirmed a lot of things today, you know, for myself, even when I heard a lot of confirmation today from that sermon yesterday, a lot, you know, so I do know God is moving, you know, they ain't even after the service. We already know how it did after the service, but I'm saying that God is moving. He just wants us to stay on board, man. You know, that healing he just prayed for, such to agree with him by, it's like what our sisters said, God knows. Oh, you just don't know how powerful that is. God knows. And then she said, his will we be done. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying in life. God knows. God knows. I like that, sister and Martha, you know. God knows. You know? Almost a thing my mother gave me over 29 years ago. Stand back and watch the salvation of the Lord. That's what we have to do. Once we give it to God, we just have to stand back and wait on his will, man. Not our will, but his will. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you. God's plan. We
thank
just,
you, Lord. Thank you.
Again, if you're on and if you want, if something we had missed, you know, and something went forth, you know, talking about career, you know, prayed, and it was a corporate prayer, you know, and we asked if anything was missed, we'll try to go back over it, you know. But prayerfully, man, it was a powerful lesson today, you know. Then we do often say this here, because we believe in ministry, right? We believe in ministry, if y'all understand what I'm saying. Can you hear me, Reverend?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We believe in ministry, right? And we believe in helping one another. There's a ministry coming on Eastern Time 6. and 5 Central, 425-292-4212. They call it. He gives them a little part of the starting off. They do a little appetizer. I don't know. Maybe they give a little bit to encourage the people about God, man. He hasn't been doing it, but he's been doing it a lot lately, allowing God to come in his ministry over there, even though they do different things. But sometimes he allowed God to be in the ministry. So if you want to come here mm-hmm. a little something today, they're going to be on the late on, Brother Tim and Brother B and maybe Sister Marion might come through, and the number is 425-292-4212. You know, we should help one another, you know, encourage one another. If you can't get it now, you can get it later on, you know. We always say, Reverend, that you come over here one day, you might not hear your favorite preacher or your favorite teacher, mm-hmm. you know, that much you think, you know. But I want to tell you this here, hear the message of God. Hear them. We don't sit around and say who better than next. We said the mm-hmm. message from God. If that Amen. Person be humble enough and let the message of God come through, he have done his job. So God have done.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Nelly, Brother Randy, Brother D, Reverend Henry, gospel mm-hmm. well. Sister Marilyn, God spoke well. Sister Martha, he spoke well. You know, we just want to lift him up. Go in peace. Go in love. Does anybody else have nothing to say? If anybody is missing something for a week, you know?
Nothing. I can tell you, and my brother, as you were saying about that mute button, check your phone sometimes, because I know myself, I can have my phone on mute. After the phone stay on mute for so long, some of these phones will come off mute. So I know mine.
Yeah, it will.
Even it's showing that it's on mute. So, you know, my brother said we need to put you on mute. Because it can be distracting. And you know, just like myself, I can't stop humming. I don't know when. And I don't know how. So I know I'd be distracted. But just check your phone, sister, brother, because it'll truly show you on mute. And you can be off. You really can. Thank God for my brother again. And like my brother said, I love you guys. You too, Aunt Martha. And there's nothing you can do about it. Now, I'll be looking forward to seeing you all in the morning, if it's the Lord's will.
Lord, praise God. Outstanding job today, man. Outstanding job. I wish we could do this all the time. I like dialogue, man. I like us to just have a dialogue. We can all get in there. And hey, it don't have to be like it's in a so traditional like you that we can open up, even with a question, even with nothing, you know, just open it up. And it don't have to be so, as we say, traditional way, you know. That's what I felt this morning, you know. Brother Nutty didn't have his notes, he say. He didn't have his Bible, he say. But we all step in the gap, you know. Anything, Rev? What we get?
That's it, man. God's
we get out of here, Rev?
Yes, sir.
All
that's,
right.
That's it. God bless.
Okay.
My name.
Yeah. Y'all like that? Sing just a little bit with us. Come on. Rock of Ages,
yes,
pray for me.
Yes,
let me hide.
Nothing.